faculty and students and those who will follow us, I wish to thank you for this magnificent gift, all that it symbolizes to us, and also thank you for coming from New York City to give us this timely message. I hope we may have the privilege of printing your remarks. And Senator Hayden, I hope we may have the privilege of printing in a commemorative volume for this occasion that wonderful biographical tribute you rendered to your father, for whom this building is named, Charles Trumbull Hayden. And I'm going to ask Dean Smith, our director of publications, to approach you both for the manuscripts. Then I suspect perhaps some of you would like to have a copy of this publication. And I'd like to tell you how you can get one. It just occurs to me how it might be possible for you to get one. It occurs to me that if you are not a member of the ASU Library Associates, you might wish to join. And if you join, I will see that you get a copy of this publication. If you do not join, you can still get a copy of the publication at cost, with, say, 4,000 or 5,000% markup for margin that we'll use also to give some company and friends to this fine volume Mr. Strauss has given us today. And when Mr. Smith gets the volume prepared, I hope you'll take advantage of either option A or option B as it chooses you. Now, before declaring this building formally opened following this dedication, I would like to merely say that we do face the question here as to whether or not one of the nation's largest metropolitan communities is to be the seat of a university qualified to serve and compete in our times. And I think your presence here today symbolizes the determination that that question will be answered continuously in the affirmative for a long time, and I hope forever to come. The dedication of this building may be the most important day in the history of Arizona, and we've heard the reasons why. And may the day come when scholars of every land will know the name of the Charles Trumbull Hayden Library. And may the students and faculty of this university and all who come into our walks and into our paths so bless and revere the Charles Trumbull Hayden Library, beginning with this day and for all days to come. I now declare the Charles Trumbull Hayden Library officially dedicated and formally opened on this campus to the benefit and blessing of mankind. And I'd like to invite the Hayden family to join their distinguished uncle and granduncle, Senator Hayden, and guided and assisted by our librarian, our faculty here on the platform, and our guests, to now come in and visit the library. And if you'll give them a few moments head start, then we should like to invite all of you who can give us additional time to come in and visit the library, to become acquainted with it. We'll have an informal reception inside to which you are indeed welcome. Before making that step, I would like to acknowledge we've had many messages today from many friends who cannot be with us, including Senator Paul Fannin and others. And I would like to just read one message symbolic of those which we are in receipt from the Consulate of France, congratulating the university on this major step, not only in developing the university, but also in widening the field of knowledge in Arizona, and telling us that through confirmation of the embassy, that we will receive shortly 84 books in the French language, including some basic works, to be presented to the library, signed by Mr. Paul Coase, the Consul of France for Arizona. To all who have helped, to all of you, our deep appreciation and gratitude. Now I'd like to invite the family, if they wouldn't please lead the way, for those who can follow, into this wonderful new addition to Arizona State University.